Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good.
Good. Now, rather than me talking today, you're going to get a chance to talk because I want you to think. We just had Christmas, and it was a fun, exciting day, and you probably received lots of presents, right? What was your favorite present that you received, okay? I know you got, and that's hard to decide, maybe, because you probably got lots of good stuff. But, Riley, do you have something that you got that you want to share? And what was your favorite?
A dolly.
A dolly? Wow. Do you have a name for that dolly? Not yet? I bet you can name it sometime, won't you? And have you been playing with it a lot?
Sometimes.
Sure. Brighton, do you have a favorite one?
PS4.
A PS4? Wow, do you have a lot of games to go with that now, too?
No, just two.
Just two. Oh, that'll come when you have other birthdays and other celebrations and things, or earn some money around the house, then you can buy some extra games and things to go with it. Eliana?
Hats Wolf.
What was that?
Hats Wolf.
Oh, my. What's that?
They're very tiny and never keep... Hiding. He keeps throwing them on the floor.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, we have a lot of things to be grateful for, don't we? We have a lot of gifts that we received. But, you know, we talk about Christmas, and the true meaning of Christmas is not receiving gifts, but you know what it is? It's giving. So now, what was your favorite gift that you gave to somebody? Can you think of something that you gave either to your mom or your dad or grandma or grandpa? Do you have a favorite gift that you received?
Yeah.
What was it?
Monster.
A monster? Oh, my. Okay. What about what you gave? Can you think of something?
A race car.
Oh, a race car? Oh, boy, that's great. Brighton, do you have something?
I gave my grandma and my mom a coffee cup.
A coffee cup. You know what? That's real special because every day when they use it, you know what they're going to do? They're going to think of you because they love you so much. And that will bring a smile to their face every time that they use that. Riley, do you have something?
I gave Brighton a gnome.
You gave so it's something that you gave your brother, a gnome. That's really neat. You know, brothers and sisters sometimes, they have their times together in which maybe they don't always get along. I'm sure that's not true in your case. But I know growing up with my brother, there were times that, my goodness, we just did not get along and we argued and kind of fought when we were little. We're the best of friends now. And that's something special that you give to one another. Eliana? Something that you gave? Well, you keep thinking about it. That's okay. You probably gave so many things, right?
A money holder.
Okay. That's always important. Gotta hold our money somewhere, don't we? Okay. Now, as we go through the year, and we're going to start 2019 in just a couple days here, what I'd like you to do is not only be grateful and thankful for the things that we've received, but more importantly, let's be grateful and thankful for the things that we can give. And those are things that we can give every day. And it's not just presents at Christmas time, but it's our love, our understanding, our compassion, our friendship. And that's something that, you know, not only you as children, but we as adults always want to work on as well. Okay, let us pray. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many gifts that you've bestowed upon us. We are very blessed to be living here and to have the many things that you have provided for us. We ask that we can also provide for others in many different ways, whether it be giving gifts or prayers or our love, to to show that you are in each of our hearts. In this we pray. Amen.
And hear the word of our Lord from the New Testament letter, first letter of Peter, chapter 1, verses 13 to 25. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Discipline yourselves. Set all your hope on the grace that Jesus Christ will bring when he is revealed. Like obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires that you formerly had in ignorance. Instead, as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. For it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. If you invoke as Father the one who judges all people impartially according to their deeds, live in reverent fear during the time of your exile. You know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without defect or blemish. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was revealed at the end of the ages for your sake. Through him you have come to trust in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are set on God. Now that you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, so that you have mutual, genuine love, love one another deeply from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable, but of imperishable seed, through the living and enduring word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord endures forever. That word is the good news that was announced to you.
Rise for the reading of our gospel. Today's gospel reading is from John 15, 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. You may be seated.
This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us say, thanks be to God. And so here we are. 2019 is at our door, Lord willing. It's great to be here with you today. And I hope you've had a merry Christmas. Today is a special service of covenant renewal that goes all the way back to John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement. And he started a tradition of this. They would have a watch night on New Year's Eve. They would pray all night. And then they would reaffirm their commitment, their covenant with God in prayer. And I think now this is the third year that we've done this since I've been here, if I recall. But it's become an annual tradition for us, either at the end of the year or the very beginning of the year. We renew our covenant with God through Scripture and through prayer. And so I want to invite you to renew this covenant together. And there's going to be responses on the screen, as you'll see. So, dearly beloved brothers and sisters, the Christian life is a life found in Christ, redeemed from sin and consecrated to God. We are those who have entered into this life and have been admitted into the new covenant of Jesus Christ. He is the mediator of this covenant. He sealed it with his own blood so it would last forever. On one side of this covenant stands God, who promises to give us new life in Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. And every day God proves his goodness and grace to us showing us that his promise still stands firm. On the other side, we stand as those who promise to no longer live life for ourselves, but instead to only live for Jesus Christ, because he has loved us and given his life for us. There are times in our lives when it is important for us to remember and reaffirm our promises and vows. And in the same way, we come today to renew our covenant with God. Many generations have done this before us, and today we make the covenant our own, renewing with both joy and sincerity the covenant that binds us all to God. We are those who seek to live as true disciples of Jesus Christ, but sometimes we fall short. Let us now examine ourselves before God, humbly confessing our sins and submitting our hearts so that we do not deceive ourselves and cut ourselves away from God. And let us pray. Father God, you have set forth the way of life through your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you love dearly. We shamefully confess that we have been slow to learn of him and have been reluctant to follow him. You have spoken and called to us, but we have not listened. You have revealed your beauty to us, but we have been blind. You have stretched out your hands to us through our friends, but we have passed by them. You have accepted your gifts and offered little thanks. We are unworthy of your unchanging love. We now confess to you our sins. Father, please forgive us for the poverty of our worship, for the selfishness of our prayers, for our inconsistency and unbelief, for the ways we neglect fellowship and your grace, for our hesitation to tell others about Christ, and for the ways we even deceive others. Forgive us for when we waste time and when we misuse the gifts you have given us. Forgive us for when we have made excuses for the wrong things we have done, and when we have purposefully avoided responsibility. Forgive us that we have been unwilling to overcome evil with good, Father, and that we have not been ready at times to carry our cross. Forgive us that we have not allowed your love to work through us to help others, and that we have not made their suffering our own. Forgive us for those times when instead of working for unity, we made it hard for others to live with us because of our lack of forgiveness, our inconsiderate judgment, and our quick criticism. Forgive us when we have not tried to reconcile with others and when we have been slow to seek redemption. Forgive us also, Father, for these sins that we silently confess to you now in our hearts. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me and have mercy on us as sinners. God, the Father of all mercies, the Father who so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, so that whoever would believe in him would have eternal life. Amen? God, the Father of all mercies, he is faithful to cleanse us and to cleanse you and I from our sins and restore us to Christ's image. Praise and glory be to God our Father through Jesus Christ our Lord in his Holy Spirit. Amen. And so today I just wanted to share something that God has placed on my heart that I'm going to meditate on for 2019. And some of you might have heard these words before because you were at Christmas Eve. And if you weren't at Christmas Eve, here's a look back at what the message was on Christmas Eve. And it was just this one verse. It was in Luke chapter 1. It was when Mary had heard the good news that she was going to be the mother of the Son of God, that the Holy Spirit was going to overshadow her, and that her Son, Jesus, would save us from our sins, that he was Emmanuel, God with us. And she heard all these things. She's like, how can this be since I am a virgin? And the Holy Spirit explains what's going to happen. The Holy Spirit's going to overshadow you. You're going to give birth to the Son of God. His name is Jesus. He'll save us from our sins. And he says that Elizabeth is 6 months already pregnant. And she's way older than you. And the angel says to her, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. And when faced with that incredible good news, that's terrifying because her life's going to change dramatically. She says this, here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. And I'm still meditating on that a week after Christmas. And God's put it in my heart as a challenge, not just for me, but for us as a church, that this might be a life verse for us in 2019. That in the face of all that is to come and all that is unknown, the changes that could come to the United Methodist Church as a result of the special general conference, where they're going to talk about what are we going to do about what we believe and how our church is to function in our polity and in our with our clergy and our appointment system when it comes to the pressing issue of human sexuality in our world. And I've talked to so many people, people who are delegates to the special conference from our conference and other delegates from other conferences. I've read all the blogs. I see all the talk. We talk about it all the time at my clergy group. And no one knows what's going to happen. But I remember those words. Nothing is impossible with God. Amen? So what would it look like for us as a local church, knowing that there are things beyond our control that are in the hands of God and in the hands of people that God has selected to lead the United Methodist Church, both bishops and then all the delegates that are coming to represent all the church's clergy and laity together and all our communities as an extension, to come together in February and to pray and to try to work together to find some kind of a way forward for our denomination so that we don't split apart or so that we don't come apart or that we don't lose hope. Because we serve a God of hope. A God of hope who fills us with all joy and peace when we trust in His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? And even though no one knows what's going to happen, not even the bishops, nothing is impossible with God. So I choose to live like Mary in 2019. And just like a breath prayer for me is, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. When I don't know what to pray, I pray that again and again besides the Lord's Prayer. I've started to pray this. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Let's say that together. Here am I. Here am I. The servant of the Lord. The servant of the Lord. Let it be with me. Let it be with me according to your word. That's a prayer of acceptance. Knowing that there might be grief, there might be change to come. But it's placing your trust in God. That God will provide. That nothing is impossible with God. That God will save us through Jesus Christ. And that we accept that God calls us as we are. Our flaws, our failures, our sins, our hurts, our hang-ups, our habits, our woundedness, all of us. In this present moment that we live, for such a time as this, as it was written in the book of Ezra, God calls us. And we need to trust in Jesus Christ alone. We need to trust in God the Father who provides for us. We need to trust that He will give us the Holy Spirit to give us everything we need and the words we need to say when the time comes that we need to speak. Amen? So let's say that one more time. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Thanks be to God. Let's continue with our covenant renewal. Let us gathered here before the Lord now in covenant commit ourselves to Christ as his servants. Let us give ourselves to him so that we may fully belong to him. Jesus Christ has left us with many services to be done. And some of these services are easy and honorable, but some are difficult and disgraceful. Some line up with our desires and interests, and others are contrary to both. In some we please both Christ and ourselves. But then there are other works where we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. Jesus Christ, we offer you this prayer as your church, as we say together. Let me be your servant. Let me follow your commands. I will no longer follow my own desires. I give myself completely to your will. The power and strength to live as true servants is given to us in Christ. We accept the place and work that he gives us, acknowledging that he alone will be our reward. I am not my own. I am yours alone. Make me into what you will. Rank me with those you will. Put me to use for you. Put me to suffering for you. Let me be employed for you. Let me be laid aside for you. Let me be lifted high for you. Let me be brought low for you. Let me be full, or let me be empty. Let me have all things, or let me have nothing. With a willing heart, I freely give everything to your pleasure and disposal. Jesus Christ is Savior to you and I, to us, to those who are his true servants. He is the source of all salvation to those who obey. To be his servant is to consent, to say yes fully to his will. And Christ accepts nothing less. Christ will be all in all, or he will be nothing. Now confirm this truth in holy covenant and make it a reality in your life in these five ways. First, set apart time in your day, more than once, to be spent alone with the Lord. Seek to perceive God's special care for you and gracious acceptance that is his love of you. Carefully think through the words of this covenant and its conditions. Examine your heart, even if you have freely given your life to Christ. Name the sins in your life and do it daily. Reflect on whether you are willing to choose Christ's holy laws and strict commands. And be sure you are clear in all of these so that you do not lie to God and you don't lie to yourself. Second, uphold a serious spirit of holy awe and reverence. In other words, make time to worship and give glory to God. Third, claim God's covenant. Do not trust in your own strength and power, but rely upon God's promise of giving grace and strength. In this way, he will empower you to keep your promise. Fourth, be determined to be faithful. You have given your heart and life to God. You have opened your mouth to dedicate yourself to God, to the Lord. And with God's power, that is by his Holy Spirit and his word, never go back to your former way of living. And last, be prepared to renew your covenant with God. Fall on your knees. Open your heart to God and lift your hands in praise. So let us pray this covenant prayer together. My righteous God, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. See me now as I fall down before you. Forgive my unfaithfulness when I have not done your will. You promise mercy if I turn to you with my whole heart. God requires that you rid yourself of every idol in your life. From the bottom of my heart, I here and now renounce every idol in my life, covenanting with you that I will not commit any known sin. By turning against your will, I have turned my love toward the world. In your power, I will watch for any temptation that will lead me away from you. And through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God our Father offers to be your God again through him and through his Holy Spirit, if you allow him to be. So before all heaven and earth, I here and now acknowledge you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as my Lord and God. I vow to give all of myself, body and soul, to be your servant and to serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of my life. Jesus Christ is the only way and means to God our Father. And God has given us Jesus as the way and the means to salvation. Jesus, I here and now accept you as the only new and living way. I join myself in covenant with you. I come to you hungry, sinful, miserable, blind, and naked, unworthy even to wash the feet of your servants. With all my power, I accept you as my Lord and head. I renounce my own unworthiness and vow that you are the Lord, my righteousness. I renounce my own wisdom and take you for my only guide. I renounce my own will and take your will as my law. Christ has told you and I, Christ has told us that we must suffer with him. Jesus, I here and now make this covenant with you and accept whatever comes in life. Through your grace, I promise that neither life nor death will separate me from you. And God has given holy laws in his word as the rule of your life. I here and now willingly take on your yoke and burden. All your laws are holy, just, and good. I accept them as the rule for my words, thoughts, and actions, promising I will serve to order my whole life around your direction. I will not allow myself to neglect anything I know to be my duty. The Almighty God, by his Spirit, searches and knows you, even the thoughts of your heart. O God, you know that we have made this covenant today in sincerity, without deceit or reluctance. If you find anything false in us, guide us and help us to set it right. And now, glory be to you, God the Father. From this day forward, I shall look upon you as my God and Father. Glory be to you, God the Son. You have loved me and washed me from my sins in your own blood. From this day forward, I shall look upon you as my Savior and Redeemer. And glory be to you, O God, the Holy Spirit. By your almighty power, you have turned my heart from sin to God. From this day forward, I shall look upon you as my Comforter and Guide. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you have now become my covenant friend, and I, through your infinite grace, have become your covenant servant. You are mine, and I am yours. So be it. May this covenant that I have made here on earth be ratified in heaven. Amen.